Now, I know you've just finished writing this year's.
Yes.
What is it?
It's called Aladdin and the Twinkies. And the reason why we always change a bit of the title is to just warn people that you're in for a night of, you know, expect the unexpected and you'll get it. I mean, for instance, it's Aladdin. Yes, it's Aladdin. We call it Aladdin the Twinkies because Aladdin has an identical brother who looks nothing like him. And there you go from the comedy. Mark, it's the most weird pantomime you've ever seen.
Can't wait.
It's got a national reputation for some unknown reason.
Well, as it should have, somebody who's been doing it for 35 years ought to have.
No, that's not the point. I mean, I bore myself as Justin Bieber. That's why we get the crowds in. It's as simple as that.
When do you open, Beric? When's the first night?
The first night, I think, is on the 12th or the 13th of December. I'm sure that's it.
So, things are on you apace then. If you've only just finished the script, that's 4 weeks of very hard work.
Mark, 2 minutes before you rang, I just finished it. How do you spell the end? That's it.
Just don't forget the full stop.
Costumes-wise, I can't tell you. They are phenomenal. Right down to the chorus. Everyone has a handmade costume. And they do go on to be hired out to other theatres and everything else. My favourite, I think, because I'm a, can I say this on radio? Boobless?
I think that's probably quite
Is
safe.
Is that all right?
Yeah.
Right. Well, I'm a boobless dame. But then occasionally in the show, I wear them.
Uh-huh.
And a couple of my favourite costumes were, I came on as Anne Widdicombe, and my boobs got larger and larger and larger.
As they would.
Brought the house down. And the other one was a Lady Gaga outfit, completely like, do you remember that one when she was all in red? And she had a telephone on her head.
Of course, how could I forget?
Exactly! And I did that one. But the thing is, I was doing one of her numbers, and the telephone kept ringing, so I had to answer it from my head. She had a telephone on her head. And that was enormous fun. And most of the costumes that are fond memories and everything are the ones that have a comic effect. But it's got, you know, it's very difficult to describe the laughter over the radio.
No, well, I think you've done a pretty good job. And those last two, Beric, you told me about, suit me absolutely fine.
And it suits the bairns as well. The little ones.
Too,
you know,
right.
We do have a reputation that, you know, some people come to it and they say, well, I it's spot the child time. But the thing is, the adults have grown up with me. They were bairns when I first started out. Mm. They've grown up with me.
Mm.
And we've grown up with that kind of sense of humour, which appears to appeal to a very accessible audience, although I'll go to my grave saying it's a little local pantomime.
Yeah, no, don't do it, Dad. Beric, it's been an absolute delight to talk to a pantomime legend. Thank you so much for being on tonight. Well done on writing the end 2 minutes ago. And break a leg for Thursday the 12th. Thank you so much. Beric Kahler, the UK's longest-serving pantomime dame, 35 years of being the dame and writing the pantomime at York Theatre Royal, and as you heard, opening in about 4 weeks from now. Stories behind his three favourite outfits, including Lady Gaga with a telephone and Anne Widdicombe and the ever-expanding you-know-whats. Your story, please. What are you wearing that has a story? 81333. Start your message, Mark.